Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It's 902-1ONG. With Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, today on another installment of 902 One-on-One, we have another amazing guest star with us.
We have Jason Carter. We have Jason Carter, you guys, who played the one and only Roy Randolph.
Yes, he was in season 4 of Beverly Hills 90210, and he was a controversial character. So let's find out all about Roy Randolph.
Jason, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Silver Fox.
Silver Fox, that's right. That's me. Hello there.
Hi. Oh my goodness. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
We have just been revisiting the Roy Randolph episodes on our podcast, season 4. You made quite a splash, quite an impression on all the ladies in the show. But now, as Tori and I are watching the show back for the first time and seeing what really happened, you know, from a viewer's, fan's perspective, we have to tell you, Roy Randolph's giving us kind of creepy vibes. What do you think?
I think he's sexy, but she means in like how it plays out.
Yeah, like you're a little close for comfort with the co-eds there.
I think I was playing the theatrical camp, so it's like not quite bad guy, but in charge. I don't know. It was it's been a long time. I'm supposed to remember this stuff.
Well, back then it was a different day. I mean,
right?
Yeah. So. Well, I'm wearing this shirt because this actually is a 90s shirt, as you can tell from the collar that I've had for 30 years and not worn.
Oh, you dressed for the show. I love that.
That's amazing. Well, everything that's 90s is back in. So you looked on trend. You looked very current. Look at you.
He is ready to go.
Making an effort.
You know what? And we appreciate that.
You had such a, you're your character on the show. Have you been able to rewatch any of the episodes that you were in?
No.
Did you ever see them?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You saw them originally.
No, I know. I'm a terrible man.
No, good. Don't watch it back. Let us tell you what you did. And then you comment. So obviously you were the director. It started with Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that the girls were all auditioning for. Mm-hmm. And
Matt, who was it? Kelly was auditioning. Brenda was auditioning. Yeah. And Laura. Or right. The one that kind of goes cuckoo.
It was funny because when I got the notification for the casting to mm-hmm. go to go and audition for it.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
It was being a RSC director who was directing on Broadway and was taking some time off and everything like that. I thought, RSC director? And then at the time, with Peter Hall and Trevor Nunn and all of that lot, they all had goatees and long hair, which is what I had. So it was kind of a perfect.
You were absolutely perfect for that part.
You walked in and they're like, nailed it before mm-hmm. we even hear the scene. Did you, so you came in, auditioned. Did you audition for my dad? Do you know?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And it happened to be one of my first roles in America because I just moved to America. Okay. And my agent, I already had an agent here from history, and I was being sent up for auditions and I got sent up for this one. And I turned up and I've just come from London and I'm in London kind of actor style. And I've got this huge military black coat on in Los Angeles. And I'm wearing this thing. I don't know why I'm wearing this thing. And I was staring out the window because the view from the office was so great. And I think your dad walked in and I said, oh, great view. And then turned back to the view. I was so kind of like, this was a whole new world. As a consequence of which, I don't know, I think I just accidentally nailed it.
Accidentally? Loved I don't it. Think yeah. it was an accident. Was
just, no. Would you like to read for us? Because I'm still looking out of the window.
That's all right. Funny.
I took my coat off, put my coat on the couch, sat down on the couch, picked up the pages. It worked very well for some strange reason.
I kind of wish you had watched the episode back because I want to ask you who you thought should have played the role of Maggie if it was cast properly with Brenda, or was it? Or should have.
So it was Brenda, Shannon Doherty. It was Jenny who kind of came into the mix because she was just, you kind of got talked into it.
Yeah,
and
she
were just
really
going to read
actress.
For another role, not the main role. And then Laura Kingman, the other one who goes cuckoo, who literally, this role was everything to her.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. No, I recall that. Who do I think should have played it? Mm-hmm. I didn't write it. Who do I think?
You can't really answer that without watching
it. It was exactly the person who should have played it.
We do think that Shannon did an amazing job.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the whole point about it is that, I mean, even from Roy Randolph's vanity, seeing what could be expressed by this person, given the right coaxing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just curious. So Kelly kind of came in. Just was earnest, did it, and nailed it, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Brenda goes to his place.
Yes.
And she remember
this? Brenda knock, knock, knocks on Roy Randolph's door at night.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
How did she get his home address?
I
would advise no internet not to do that.
Yes.
I think that's frowned upon these days. But I wonder, we wonder what happened. What happened when she went into Roy Randolph's house?
Right.
Because she got the role right after that.
She did. She did. What? Oh, that's right. So you're asking me to speculate on what may or may not have happened.
Uh-huh. I can't imagine Roy Randolph doing anything terribly inappropriate.
I feel like she gave another audition and just knocked his socks off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the sheer audacity to even come round to his house
is scary.
Expressed
you were terrified of her then. You didn't know where this was going.
Did you know at that point? None of us knew, but did you know that your character was kind of being used to have Shannon's, Brenda's storylines separate from everybody else's? And did you know that
I was completely unacquainted with the show. I just arrived in America. I'm going for an audition for a show. I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going for it. And then I get the part. And then I'm thrust into the middle of it with you guys on a soundstage similar to the soundstage that we had in Babylon 5, as in it wasn't a soundstage. The play goes over, you have to stop.
At that time, was not soundproof, no.
You weren't from LA, so you probably didn't know, but you were working in, at the time, it's nice now, but 33 years ago, a very seedy area that was on a... It wasn't a soundstage. It was an abandoned warehouse. They turned into one. And right next door, they filmed porn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't know that.
I missed that out. I mean, you guys must have checked that out. I didn't. I don't know.
Well, the boys were all over that, but we weren't.
We were like...
That's fun.
I love it that you didn't know about the show because the show was not popular overseas at that time before.
It was the 90s. It was the most creative decade, I think, occurred. It was a brilliant time to be in Los Angeles. I mean, I consequently went on, it's funny you say I was creepy and everything like that. I consequently went on to play a bunch of bad guys in Guest Stars. Evil.
Because you're so damn good at it.
Well, I think it's the English trick. Is that maybe it's a European thing to be able to go, hello, darling.
Right. And then kill someone.
I mean, you're hello, so iconic darling. And known for Babylon 5, obviously, but... Did you ever get recognized for Roy Randolph? Oh, you did? Okay. Like people would in public. Okay,
cool. Well, because 90210 was a very popular show and it would come out of left field. I wouldn't be expecting it. So, they go, you were on 90210. And for some reason, the character had such an impact on the world because it was the end of five episodes at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And Nike thought I was a new regular.
So what?
I got an invitation. I got an invitation to go to Nike and pick out some clothes.
Nice.
Oh, remember that? I promised to wear them in interviews.
Remember that those days, Jen? Oh, yeah. We got the same back then.
Those were the good old days.
In Nike.
Oh, yeah. That's right. No, it was a...
Do people ever come up and say, if it wasn't for you, Brenda wouldn't be off the show because she chose this acting life and to go off to London.
Well, yeah. Nobody seems to know that I didn't sleep with her, even after all the shows played out.
So fans think it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So, because it's not clear.
No.
It's unresolved. It's and then, oh, please go to London to my drama school that I run. Mm-hmm.
And then we never see her again. So what have you done with Brenda?
What if they ended up getting married and had beautiful little
Brenda married
British
Roy
babies.
Randolph? That's what you think happened.
Well, I was looking up because just before we did the podcast, I think I was on the German side or whatever, but there's kind of fan fiction about that.
There is? Tell us. This is so cool.
No. It was 5 minutes. I just noticed it while you're checking it out.
So there is fan fiction. Sorry, we actually do not know about
this. I didn't read it. I didn't read it, but it was intimated that there was fan fiction. So I didn't click on the link because I was busy. What am I doing? And I tell you something, it's funny, having been an actor all my life, historically, more nervous about this than anything else, guys.
What?
With everything you've done, you're nervous about this? We're just low-hanging fruit.
No. What do you mean nervous?
What?
What do you mean nervous?
No, I don't know. Just
are you blushing? Are you blushing, Jason Carter?
No, I don't think so. I might be hot, but I'm
flushed. He's flushed.
I'm flushed. That's right. Well, I'm talking to two babes, aren't I? What can I do?
Two babes, delicious.
I'm remaining professional.
Yeah, please. So you moved just before this to America, to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And you've stayed here ever since.
Yes, funny that, isn't it?
What
it
is wrong
to a lot
with
of
you?
People. In fact, I think that happened at the beginning, which is why we've got America. I'm trying to point that out to people. You do realize that America was founded by a bunch of Brits saying no to George. That's it. It wasn't Americans suddenly magically appeared.
You just came a little late.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's fine. I came late, so I'm a late immigrant.
And you've had such a crazy, like, just fulfilling career. You've done so many different projects. Like,
yeah, it's been, well, it's Yes. I think I did all my theater in London, and then I came to America and didn't do theater ever again.
Really?
Is that sadden you?
You can't really compare the theater here to the theater in London.
Well, it was in Los Angeles. So at the time during the 90s, I don't know what it's like now, but it was basically a bunch of actors doing shows for casting directors to see them and cast them in television.
Yeah, like showcases. That was it.
And half the audience would leave in the interval when you go and
so
see somebody.
So once you moved here, you never did any more. Once you moved to America, you never did any more work in Britain.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow. So you worked quite a lot before you came.
Well, I was lucky enough to do the West End 4 times.
Amazing.
National Theatre.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops. Timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping, on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/90210. Do you miss being on stage, though?
It's a time of life thing. Do I miss anything? Do I? What I do is I'm very grateful to having had experienced it. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to walk out in front of 2,000 people in a character. Yeah. The hardest thing, no stage fright there. The hardest thing was when, you know, the science fiction thing, Babylon 5, whatever like that. And you know, from your fan base, when you have to step out on a stage as yourself, it's a very strange experience.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. I've got no lines. The first time I did it, I had no idea what to do. And I don't know whether you know him, great actor Peter Jurassic, who was in Babylon 5. On my first audition, my first convention, I followed him out on stage. Well, he spoke for 40 minutes without fielding a question. He just talked. Me, I just stood there like, anyone got any questions?
Oh, that's like our Jason Priestley. I remember the first time we were at the Emmys and Jen and I were going to present. Jason was doing something before. And we were so nervous because, you know, talking as yourself in front of, and people are like, what do you mean? You're an actor. You can do it. I said to Jason, are you nervous? And he's like, no, this doesn't bother me at all. And I was like, this is the hardest part.
Well, yeah, he's a special case, I think. It was a weird, because it was a weird experience because we were on for we had an hour to talk to the crowd. This was in London.
And he took 45 minutes of it?
He did 45 minutes without fielding a question. And then and then it was my hour and I was on next after because all the cast were there. I went on the next and I got to about 30 minutes in and said, anybody got any more questions?
That would be me too.
Do you want to hear a poem?
I want to hear a poem.
I started saying some of my poems I wrote at drama school.
Wow. You could say anything to me right now. I could listen to you. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so did you have kids?
Did I have kids? That's a question that we have after we've crossed the threshold and we're dead, isn't it? So how was your life? Did you have kids?
I've been told you live in LA with your family, but I want to know what is the family?
A bit of romantic rock and roll historically, but I have three children. I have three children.
How old are they?
Ever so. I mean, nearly 40, 35, and I have to do the numbers on that one. But
you started young.
I had two sons in London and I had a daughter in Los Angeles.
Okay, so very young. Okay.
And unfortunately, divorces followed eventually. I'm not one of bad man. But and now I am happily married and I live in Albuquerque.
Oh, wonderful.
Just at the foot of the Sandia Mountains, so I can go.
A lot of people are moving there. When did you move to Albuquerque?
About a year ago. Still getting used to the lack of oxygen here, because of course you're a mile high, so the air is very thin.
Wow.
But it's sunny for most of the year and it's not humid.
Well, it's not London then. Wait, so why
or
Albuquerque?
Louisiana, where I lived before.
But why there, though?
Why there? That's an interesting. It's a weird one. It's interestingly enough, a friend of mine from 30 years ago in Los Angeles had moved to Albuquerque. And he says, hey, do you fancy moving to Albuquerque so we can hang out and everything like that? And I thought about it, living in Louisiana at the time, and moved. And we moved. I told my wife about it, and she was looking at the idea and thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And didn't tell me. She applied for a job, got a job in Albuquerque, and she moved 4 months before I did.
Oh my God. That's wild.
So
she's ready for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I've exactly. Heard it's beautiful there. It was it had come to the point. Yeah, this is interesting. So it's a weird story of me in America. I've lived in the low desert, Los Angeles. Then I moved to Michigan. So serious winters, then Louisiana, and now that's the swamp, and now I'm in the high desert. So low desert, whatever you call Michigan, lake country.
And I feel like you need to move to the Pacific Northwest next.
That's a pretty good idea.
Just so, yeah. So you can plan.
I'll try. If there's time.
Well, we keep talking about your past. What do you have going on now? Tell us about it. Tell us.
No, I'm actually, I'm happily contemplatively looking back and not particularly worried about the future. And yes, I did the outrageous thing. I'm 62. I retired. Doesn't mean I can't work as an actor, strangely enough.
Wait, but we can actually do that at 62?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Jen, can we do it?
You can technically do it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize I could get a discount on the bus when I was 50, but hey.
The other day, I went to the movies with my daughter, and she bought me a senior citizen ticket.
That's the weird thing. And I get so upset now when I'm in the supermarket and no one wants to ID me. It's like, what happened? This could be makeup.
You're just there living in the now.
I suppose so. I suppose that's the thing I've always done, which is why I've just been responsive to life rather than having any plans. Just doors appear and then I go through them if they appear, but they might not appear for a very long time. And then they appear or not, but we'll see.
Oh my God, you're giving her anxiety. She's a planner.
No, I'm a planner, but I'm the same way as you. I've never had goals or plans as far as like what I want to do next with my life. So I love that.
Don't promise yourself. It's like twisting something, but don't promise yourself anything and you won't disappoint yourself. If you set goals, you can fail your goals. No, it says they never promise anybody anything and then you'll never disappoint anybody.
Yeah. As a parent, that's a good one to practice.
But whatever. I mean, it's not.
It sounds like you have a beautiful life, though.
Well, I do. Yeah. Like most, well, I mean, happiness, this is for everybody. Happiness is a choice. No small print. No, read this book. No, do this. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. What did you just say?
Happiness is a choice.
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed, Jason Carter. I did not hear happiness. For whatever reason, it came out as I heard penis.
My penis is a choice. I heard penis,
but Jen usually would react, and she didn't. And I was like, guys, I don't know what's happening right now. Is this a quote people?
He said, happiness is a choice.
I thought he said, my penis is a choice. And then he went on.
It's my awful accent. Or it's when I got to Los Angeles and I'm meeting casting directors. Yeah, he's great, but can he lose the accent?
Can you lose your accent?
Oh, do it.
Let me hear it.
Do it, do it.
Talking like American.
Oh, we just put him on the spot. That's awful.
I end up as a bad southerner if I start.
Okay, just say, I'm living in Albuquerque with my wife. Say that in like American.
I'm living in Albuquerque with my wife.
No, pretty good. Nope, I heard it.
I heard the wife.
Of course she did. I can't.
I love that you admit you can't, though.
Oh, no, I'm crap at it. But the thing is that people say, I've lived here for 32 years or whatever it is, or more. And people say, well, you haven't lost your accent.
And why would you?
Because, why would I? Because here it's different. It's very common where I come from. And where I come from, people don't go, oh, I love your accent. They don't do that.
No.
Yeah, but they do here. So why would I change it? Also, the 90s was great because I did your show playing a very nice man, but I did play a lot of villains. Mm-hmm. And at the time, during the 90s, British villains were in a big way, you know, like the bad guys speaking charmingly and not taking your gun out, but just going, hello, darling.
While everybody sinister, else,
Yeah, sinister, but in a charming way, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun.
Hello, darling.
Amp villainry, which is what... you know, the Alan Rickman territory of life and camp villainry.
You're so sexy. Sorry, tell your wife I apologize.
Why, thank you. Goodness me.
Can I ask you one question?
Please do.
So you didn't do a lot of comedy, but you were on, and tell us about your experience on Third Rock from the Sun.
That was actually a marvelous experience, and I was very lucky to have gone for that audition at that time because they cast it three times before me. I didn't know this and hadn't got the right person because they're the comedians. They're looking for something to launch from, some spring from. So I had the chain smoking roll up poet London guy, which I can easily do, but I got cast pretty much on the set because they were doing all the auditions at the studio, Columbia, I think it was. I can't remember now. But I'm there and I'm on the phone outside in a British phone box, of course, because they decorate sometimes. And I'm on the phone just calling my wife, and suddenly there's an assistant tapping at the window. You've got the job. What? You've got the job. Can you go to wardrobe and makeup?
Whoa.
Literally, yeah, go right there. Done.
It was old Hollywood. It was like you were doing it. We were in rehearsal because they rehearse it and then it is shot in front of a live audience. And John Lithgow, the massive, massive John Lithgow, is the nicest man on the planet. Mm. And it was directed by David Hughes, who was also massive, as indeed was, what's her name, the daughter? Oh, I can't remember their names now, but they're all massive. And I was her boyfriend, is the point. That was the gag. And then they're all chain smoking and doing poetry. But every single take that John Lithgow did was different. Mm. And the director, John Hughes, I found out, directed the original Monty Python.
Oh, wow.
So hence the relationship with John Cleese being on the show and stuff like that. But he would just let John Lithgow do his stuff and just nod and think that that's it.
Kristen, what's her name? Kristen Johnston.
Yeah, oh, she's all, yeah, very tall.
Oh, but they were all super lovely. Being their comedians, they needed something to launch from. So having this chain smoke, self-indulgent, I'll write a poem about myself to myself. I write my poem of myself. It was all just like all intense. And Kristen said, oh, yeah. And they're all chain smoking and they're all wearing black.
I didn't realize John Lithgow was that tall.
Oh, he's massively tall. And so is so is David Hughes, the British director.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There was, oh yeah.
I love him so much, John Lithgow.
Oh no, so but it was brilliant. Just so sweet and so in charge, just different stuff coming out of their mouths each time. A great bunch
really?
Of people.
We love that.
Yeah. And very welcoming, very gracious, very hello, thank you. Hey, you know, very nice.
Well, that's good. It's such a great show.
Your show is lovely like that, but it's very often regulars can be total assholes to guests.
But that, which wasn't your experience on
name the show, wasn't your show.
That never happened on our show.
No.
It was great. No.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb. Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How did everyone treat you on our set when you first came on?
Oh, very well. It was a...
You can't transition after saying these like A-list megastars were amazing and then now be like, you guys were okay.
No. It was fair enough. It was a weird one because initially I was a bit of fish at water because everyone had relationships and it's all going
on.
Of course. And most of my scenes were with Shannon. And initially, first couple of episodes, Shannon didn't talk to me. That's fine. Because I was in my own world as well, and I was more interested in how the camera worked and stuff like that. Hey, I was young. But
why didn't she talk to you?
I don't know who she talked to, but she didn't talk to me at the time. But then the subsequent episode, because I didn't bother, maybe because it didn't bother me, I was invited to her birthday party, which was her 23rd birthday party, I think.
Where was it?
It was in a nightclub thing in Hollywood.
Okay.
Down by the Groman Chinese, I think, theater. And there was a bunch of fights there and bouncers. It was a wild one.
That was just a Thursday night out. But okay. Are we talking Bar One? Are we talking China Club? Are we talking Roxbury?
No, I believe me, even if I'd gone to those places, I probably couldn't remember now.
Was I there? You don't have to remember this.
Did you go?
No,
to
I'm
that
serious.
Party?
Was I there?
I went to the party. Yes,
yeah, you went, Jason. But Tord, you don't.
Do you remember,
remember
you us
went.
Being
did
there?
Did I go?
Yeah, were we there? We just care
I don't
about
remember.
Us. Yeah.
I did, well, no. That's it's all overwhelmed by the fact it was a big fight. I've suddenly broke out for no apparent reason. Don't know what it was. But of course, the tabloids decided there was a reason.
How did you remember specifically 23rd birthday? I have a good memory. I would never remember that.
Maybe because you were so shocked to get the invitation.
Yeah, but well, it was a weird one, and it was also an interesting lesson that I had in life because the big fight was happening. One of the guys who was me, I don't know what it was. It was the time of my life. I was in Jesus mode. I don't know. But I grabbed this big, hulking, massive guy and just, I'm holding him like this, like the big man walks away. The big man walks away. Like, and I
you
calmed
broke
him
up
down.
The fight.
I actually calmed him down and he's going to the door and then the bouncers grab him and the fight starts again because they're violent too. It's like,
oh,
okay, we're doing
oh
violence.
My gosh.
Now.
Jen, were we there? I don't know.
I think you would remember a big fight.
Again, you'd be
a
shocked.
Typical Thursday night out. No.
What
we don't remember
every time.
No, I suppose I remember because I got involved because I decided to pretend that I could solve the problem for a second.
And I feel like you did. You made a difference.
For a second, yes.
More and than a lot of people.
Bouncer went crazy. Yeah. Hey, I was looking for a fight. Don't calm him down. No, didn't say that, but that's it.
Gosh, we wish we could remember this birthday.
She looks lovely when she's thinking.
Are you talking about me? You're getting yourself into trouble right now. I'm just kidding.
Wow, it's just so fun to catch up with our old friends.
Our producers
like this.
Find it. Oh my gosh, I have to know where that birthday party was. I wonder.
We'll look it up.
Wait, was it at the Hollywood Athletic Club?
Well, it might have been. I was very new to Los Angeles, so I couldn't have pinned anything down. But I knew we were down in Hollywood.
I think it's coming back to me, but, you know, I don't know.
This is how her process works. Yeah, it takes about 30 minutes, so I hope you have some time.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'll get there, and then I'll be, whoa, amazing. Okay. Anyway, we'll find out at some point.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll slide into your DMs and not to talk about that. But just kidding, Jason Carter. Do you have Instagram?
I'm very bad on all those social things. Yes, I do. I think I do, but I don't use it in the same way as I don't use Twitter, which I also have.
Yeah.
My wife updates me on what's going on because she scrolls down and goes, gives me the news. But I use WhatsApp. That's it. WhatsApp with my family. Very cool WhatsApp.
It is. Like it.
What's up?
It's great.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Well, we'll WhatsApp you then.
Yeah.
You can WhatsApp him when you remember where the birthday party was.
Where I remember the party. Okay.
Oh, okay. or email me. I have my email address, which hasn't changed in 30 years. So.
Us either.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, don't tell us. Are you?
Are you? AOL.com?
No.
Oh, don't react that way. We're proud.
We are AOL.com, and it makes us pretty proud.
It is. Even though every time we give it to someone, we have to say, I know.
Historically, yeah. Oh, America Online, way back. Yes. But they're still running, are they? Very good.
I think you have to pay for it now, but we can't let it go. It's literally just the two of us that have it. So. I'll never let it go. Will you, Jen?
Nope.
Hold on.
What are you looking up, Jason?
I'm looking at Tori Spelling's 23rd birthday, and I can't find it either.
You mean Shannon's?
Shannon's.
Tori Spelling on the brain. No.
Sorry. I'm old, all right? You young people don't understand.
We are not that much younger than you.
No, it's the great leveling out as you get older. Like my youngest brother is 7 years younger than me. Well, when I'm 18 and he's 11.
That's a big difference.
We've got no relationship whatsoever, but I'm 62, he's 55. We're the same age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
And don't you, like, what age do you feel, even though you're 65? Like, how old do you feel?
Well,
we all have that number we're stuck at.
Are you prepared for some Jason kind of thought wisdom thing?
Yeah.
Is that some people get old. Bear with this one. Some people get old and turn into old men. Other people just become decrepit. I'm that model. I will always be Jason, but the vehicle will fall apart. But some people...
Wait, you just called yourself decrepit.
Yeah. But because, I'm not decrepit, but I'm just saying my vehicle will fall apart, right? But I will still be driving it. Mm-hmm. Some people turn into something else. Some people become... old people. Like, I don't know what it is. I've met loads of old people who didn't. You get my point?
Yes. Yeah, now I do.
You're the same driver. You guys have been driving for the years you have. I can see you're the same drivers.
Yeah. I don't think Tori and I will ever become old people mentally.
Mm-mm. No, but that's the point.
Emotionally.
The weird lesson for this was during COVID. Yes, I've done some strange jobs. I was working for a wine liquor store and as a delivery driver in Louisiana during COVID.
Wow. Okay.
And I had to get everybody.
That was a necessity for people. So you did a service.
I was a hero. Yeah. Nobody was on the road. So the police weren't stopping anybody because who was going to stop anybody? You'd have to talk to them. And so we were the heroes of the road, us and the medical profession, delivering liquor in Louisiana, in New Orleans, of course.
Mm.
But because of the law, I would have to ask them for their birthday, and they'd be holding their license up to their window. And they're like, how dare you come to my door? You ordered the liquor. But old people, I see old men, and I'm 20 years older than them. They're in the 40s. But they appeared to be old.
Yeah.
They had become.
They had stopped.
And unfortunately,
given up on some level.
Said, I'm glad my father died when he was 71, now 10 years ago. But my mother said at his funeral, as I always used to say to Brian, growing up is optional. Growing up is optional. Yeah. Hey. Mm.
Very wise words, Jason.
No, I stole them. I stole them.
One last thing, though, to Jen's point, because there is, I feel like we all have that one number stuck in our head, like you remember yourself at, and for some reason. Is there an age?
Well, I suppose it's going to actually be the most consequential period of your life, as weird as that sounds. And that would have probably been when I went to grammar school when I was 20. I mean, I was there when I was 18 to 21, but I was at Lambda, not the Royal Academy Acting School, which of course was invented by Peter Ferreira, but he sent me the shirt.
Oh my God, I wondered why you had that shirt. Of course, Peter. No, no. Okay, amazing. It was sent to me
because I did a podcast with him.
Yeah.
Where I was playing Roy Randolph now, and I did it totally camp, and I wore a top hat, and
really?
I was directing epic productions, and I'd married somebody who had a stately home.
I just had an epiphany. Wait.
Oh. I'm sorry about that.
What if this had happened, you guys? Because I keep bringing up Brenda went there and married you or whatever and had babies. But in the final episode that we ever see Brenda Walsh, she says to Dylan, give me something to come back to. And we allude to the fact that they make love one last time. But if we were to allude to the fact that when she went to get the part for Maggie the Cat, she made love with Roy Randolph, then technically she could go away and she could have come back and be pregnant or have a baby, but we don't know who the father is. It could be Dylan or it could be Roy Randolph. Oh, my dad would be so proud right now.
That's right. I don't know. Wow. This is obviously an adventure that could have happened.
Yeah. Oh my God. These things that we'll never know. This is sad. But it's so great to catch up with you. So wonderful to see you. And you will forever be Roy Randolph.
They're wonderfully nice. Thank you. And you're looking great, guys.
Thank you. I apologize to your wife that I seem to have hit on you. I wasn't. I just appreciate you.
Hey, you can hit on me anytime, Tori. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.